Matthew chapter 16, and to give you a little context, you know, I love to give context in the story, you know, and we're going to get down to, Jesus only used the word church twice, and he only says it twice in all the things that we have recorded him saying, and one is in Matthew 18, the other is in Matthew 16, which is where we are now. But before we get to that passage where he mentions the church, he starts talking about, so the whole story begins with, he tells them beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. The disciples don't know what he's talking about. They start reasoning among themselves. They think it's because they forgot bread. And he asked them a question. He said, do you not yet understand? And it hit me so hard. Do you not yet understand? And then he asked, you remember about the 5,000? I remember feeding the 4,000. How many baskets you took up? And immediately after this conversation, he immediately goes into, who do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? We know that he says in verse, let's see, I think it is in verse, let me get there real quick. And in verse 13, they say, some say John the Baptist, some Elias, another Jeremiah, one of the prophets. He said to them, but whom say ye that I am? So now this conversation turns into an identity conversation. First, it starts off, beware of the leaven of the Pharisees. Then he tells them, you know, O ye of little faith. He calls them, O ye of little faith. But it turns into an identity conversation, which is never not an identity conversation with Jesus. All of Jesus' conversations are identity conversations. But now this particular one turns into an identity conversation. And then, you know, Peter jump off and says, thou art the Christ, Son of the living God. We're going to talk about him a little later. Right. But then he says, blessed art thou, Simon Bar-Jonah, flesh and blood is not revealed unto thee, but my Father, which is in heaven. So now all I see is this. Oh, this is great. You ready? All I see is revelation of identity can't come from your flesh and blood. The revelation of your identity has to come, because he's talking about who said that I am. So now an identity is being revealed here. In this particular passage, identity is being revealed. He didn't say what y'all think I'm doing or what y'all believing for. He said, I am. Who do you say that I am? He's talking about identity now. Then he says, only the Father which is in heaven can reveal the I am to you. So watch this. I'm going to switch it for you. You ready? Only your Father in heaven can reveal to you who you are. I would say something like, I am Montrell. Like, you would say this. You say it right quick. You can say, so you wouldn't say, I believe I'm Montrell. You plug in your name. You would say, I think I'm, or I'm having faith for me. No, it's who I am. So watch me. Identity can only be revealed by my Father, which is in heaven. Watch this. And I say also to thee, Peter, thou, Peter, upon this rock, watch this. I will build my church. I will build my church. Watch what he's saying. And I love what he says, my church too. So now on this rock of identity is the church built. The foundation, the church's identity, or the church is based on I am identity. Watch me. So we've been trying to build off of, most of the time in church, what we choose is how to make right choices. Or how to believe for certain things, or how to have faith, or the different things that we say. And so we try to line people up, get them together structurally or work-wise. But sometimes we can get caught, getting caught and lost in the weeds of our choices and not recognizing that we're chosen. This is the I am. It's the identity. The church, right, is who we are. Right now, we've heard people say this before. But sometimes it's who we are, but we still do the things that we think church should be done. And we never connect it back to our being, the being of who we really are. Now, we got to go all the way back to Genesis. We really can go to Jesus, but Jesus is pointing us back in the same way. Because when you see me, you see the Father. So he's saying, I'm building the church off of the I am-ness that I am. Not as Jesus as a figurehead, or you need to know Jesus, you need to know Jesus. No, when you know Jesus, you know who you are. Do you understand what I'm saying? But if you don't understand, then we start making the choices that churches should make. And making our Christian choices, not ever realizing that we've been chosen already and allowing our choices to come from our choosing. Don't give me your scripture. I don't want to hear it right now. about royal priesthood, a chosen generation. I know you just went there already. We're not talking about your generation being chosen. I'm talking about you being chosen since the beginning of time. And whether you like it or not, you're chosen. Whether you act like it or not, you're chosen. My belief has got to be connected to my being. If my belief is not connected to my being, my belief will be connected to my doing, and then it'll be my self-righteousness. Oh, man, that's crazy. It'll be righteous of what I did. I do right? Did I do wrong? Did I do this? And that's the tree of knowledge of good and evil. The tree of knowledge of good and evil always has us thinking in that direction. We're getting caught up in the weeds. When tree of life says, this is what it is, so how I function from what it is, how I function from who I am. I'm already chosen. There's even a scripture in John 15. He says, you haven't chosen me, but I've chosen you. I chose you already. You were already chosen. Now your choices should be derived from your choosing, who you were chosen to be. So now even, I like choices, chosen, church, all this goes together. So now, could it be that we are churching off of choices and not being the church based off of chosen? Now watch this. I'm not talking about God's chosen people. See, we take that same connotation and brought it over into Christianity. And now we believe that we're chosen and somebody else is not chosen. No. We believe because of our choices that we're chosen, and that because somebody else make another choice that they're not chosen. No, we were all created in the image of God. Every single one of us. Regardless of our choices, we were chosen by God. If you're alive, you're chosen by God. But the reason that things don't really change, that's another CH, is because we don't go back to the choosing. We try to function we build our conversations off of choices and right choices. But you don't even know the tree of knowledge of good and evil. You can't think from that perspective because you don't even know what the good choice is. Well, watch. Somebody needs $10,000. Are they going to be put out? You say, well, if I had $10,000, I'd give it to them. Here's a good thing. You say it's a good thing for me to help them. Well, how do you know? Because you don't even know what kind of life they're living to be getting put out. You don't even know if they're going to squander their $10,000. They may take your $10,000 and use it on something else and still be put out. And now it becomes an evil choice. Or maybe there's a lesson that they need to learn that you've aborted the lesson just because you were trying to do a good thing. You don't even know which way it is. But when I realize I'm chosen, then my choices come from my chosenness. So now, as many as received them, to give you John 1, they them give you power to become the sons of God. Watch this. Now, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, to them give you power to become the sons of God. Oh. Now my leading comes from my choosing. My leading comes from my being chosen. You see? So even church, I love how Jesus connects the I am or the identity, because I ask you this, and I said this in my other class, I ask you this, what came first, instructions or identity? What came first, choices or being chosen? And you got to realize now, man was formed before he ever had the opportunity to make a choice. Man was formed from the dust of earth, made the image and likeness of God, and breathed into before he ever had the opportunity to make a choice. Man was formed and given the identity of God, breathing to man become a living soul before he was ever instructed to be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, and have dominion. So what came first? My choosing, my choice, or me being chosen? You get it? So I've got to connect my belief to the thing that came first. So many times we're getting lost, and this is why you got church hurt. This is why you have churches that don't grow. This is why churches that don't know what they're doing. This is why you have churches with a lot of people, but they're not being effective in the city. This is why you have all these different kind of things, because you're churching off of your choices. And your church is not built off of being chosen. And I'm not talking about, watch this, most of life is built off of privilege. We structure life off of privilege and penalty. Right? I'm not talking about working from a place of privilege. Oh, because God is on our side. You know, that's always the rah-rah speech. God is on our side, and so we win all the time. We are really intoxicated with victory. You know what victory also gives you a connotation of? The possibility of losing. Every time you say I got the victory, there's a possibility that you could have lost or you could lose. Right? But when I'm chosen of God, I start talking like Jesus, because Jesus says, you couldn't take my life if you wanted to. I give my life. I'll come and wipe all this out. You couldn't take my life if you wanted to. This is a position. This is a conversation from a different position. This is a position of being chosen to be here and chose. Let me see. I love this. Let's see this. Because he said I was called for this for this reason I was sent. I'll find it and post it in the group. I'll post it on another class. You'll find it. You can go look it up. It's talking about. He says, do I let this cup pass me? Should I say it? No? For this reason, I was sent here for this reason. Like, this is the reason I was sent here to do this. I can't say I'm gonna let this pass by me because this is what I was chosen for. I was chosen here to fulfill this state of life. And so now my actions function. It is not should I choose the will of God or should I not choose the will? No. There is nothing but the will of God. You get it? My belief has to be connected to this. My belief is connected that I'm chosen. If I'm alive, I'm chosen. And so when I connect my belief to my being, then all of my doing, I always say this, and y'all have heard me say this before, dogs bark and bees buzz. Bees make honey. Bees don't make honey to become a bee. Dogs don't bark to be a dog. They are a dog, so they bark. They are a bee, so they buzz and make honey. And the same thing with you, because you are, we hadn't gone that far back. We've gone that far back, so now we're trying to do what we believe the church or a church should do based off a set of principles and choices and different things of nature, not realizing that we're chosen, and the initial chosenness of us says be fruitful, multiply, replenish, subdue, have dominion. Not dominate others, just have dominion in whatever capacity of life that you're living in. And so now the church is connected to identity, is connected to a who I am, is connected to my chosenness. Now you go and study some more and you'll read it some more that even Jesus, when he talks, when he has these conversations, what you mean show you the, I am the way? What you mean show you the Father? When you see me, you see the Father. I am the bread of life, right? When he says these things, I am the door. When he says these things, he's not talking from a place of privilege. He's not talking from a place of overconfidence. He's talking from a place of realizing that he is chosen. And so now the works that I do, should you do? He says, my judgment is just because I seek not my own will, but the will of the Father. You get what he's saying? I realize that I'm chosen and I was sent here. A lot of us are caught in the weeds of our choices. We're trying to choose a mate, trying to choose where we want to live, trying to choose what we want to build, trying to choose a career, trying to choose all these different things to try to be something. But you already are. You get it? And so because I already am, my choices are derived from my being. So now I need to go back and study now. My conversation and my studying of the word starts to change now. My connotation of who I am as the church starts to change now, because now I don't just do the church usual duties, right? I don't use the usual church duties, but now I realize that because I'm my chosenness is going to define my churchiness. That's the best way I can describe it. My chosen should define my churching, right? My chosen should define who I am as a church, right? So now let's go back and revisit it now. I'm giving you another way to look at things now to see it. And it's the way Jesus sees it. Now let's go back. Let's not go back to see what choices I should make, but I need to find out, am I chosen or not? And when I realize that I'm chosen and I believe that I'm chosen, out of thy belly shall flow rivers of living water. It'll flow. You don't have to choose to flow. You'll flow, right? You don't have to choose to be beneficial. That's what a river is, beneficial to everything that's around it. It moves things and it brings water different places. And it doesn't have to choose to make a choice to be beneficial. It is already chosen, and the beneficial or the benefactors come from it naturally. And this is what church should look like. Amen. I found it. It's in the scripture I was talking about earlier. I was looking for John 12:27. And he says this, now is my soul troubled. And what shall I say? ? Father, save me from this hour. He said, but for this cause, I came unto this hour. And then he goes on to say, Father, glorify thy name. And they came voice from it. I have both. Oh, this is so great. This is how you know you're chosen. He said, Father, verse 20, Father, glorify thy name. Then a voice came from heaven saying, I have both glorified it and will glorify it again. In other words, it's already glorified. You were already sent. You were already chosen. You don't need to be glorified because I've already glorified it. You get it? For this cause, I came into this hour. I was chosen for this. So because I'm chosen for this, you can't take my life. I was chosen for this life to be like, and now all these things will come for me. All these things will be added. Out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water. I can't lose because I was chosen for this hour, but I've got to connect my belief to my chosen.